We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Halvo, Halacha Dalid. We're in the middle of paragraph Hey. In our volumes, it's page 58, the left-hand column, all the way on top, the top line. We were speaking about loans and loans that are made with a shtar, with a written document, versus if it was done orally. And we spoke about the topic of the Jewish people versus non-Jews, that non-Jews also have a connection to the Torah Shebichsav, to the written Torah, but no connection at all to the oral Torah, to the Torah Shebal Peh. V'zeh b'chinas Torah Shebichsav v'Torah Shebal Peh. Ki Torah Shebichsav zeh b'chinas ikar ha'emuna bo yisborach. The written Torah represents basic emuna in Hashem on the most basic level. The Torah Shebal Peh, whereas the oral Torah, Zeo Bechinas o emuna beprotius, that represents emuna in detail. Becholeis hakoil al yodo yisporach levad. Lehamin, to believe. Shekol ha-hanhogoi so'olam beprote proteus, becholeis, that every single thing that goes on in the world, to the finest detail, at all times, hakoil al yodo yisporach levad, is all only happening through Hashem's direct supervision. Shezeo b'chinas Torah shebal peh. This corresponds to the oral Torah. Shemeva'eres kol dinei v'darkei ha-Torah beprotius, which explains all the laws of the Torah in full detail. And that's what helps us to be able to achieve faith in Hashem in its full detail. Whereas in the written Torah, everything is presented in very general terms. V'alkein mishom nimsheches emuna bechlal. And that's why from the written Torah, there we derive emuna on a general level. Ki hu emuna nimsheches kefi ha-Torah. Because faith shines based on the Torah. Shemishom ikar hu emuna. That's the source of faith. So depending on how well connected a person is to the Torah, or depending on which part of the Torah they're connected to, that's what will define their faith. V'alkein, and therefore, ha'umais, the other nations, she'ein lohem rak ho'emuna ha'klolius bo yisborach, who only have faith in Hashem in a very general level, avol beprotius, but when it comes to the fine details regarding faith, yesh lohem kfirois gedoilois, there's a lot of major things that they do not believe in. Alkein ikra chizosom bebechinas Torah shebichsav. That's why their connection is only pretty much with the written Torah. Shehi bechinas emuna haklolis, which represents general faith. Avla Torah shebal peh cholke moid. Whereas regarding the oral Torah, they have a very big problem. They deny it. They oppose it. We had cases in France, in major countries in Europe, where they forced the Jews, they took away all copies of the Talmud, of the Oral Torah, and they had it burned in the city square, Rachmana Litzlan. Machmas shehi bebchinas emuna beprotius, because the Torah Shebal Peh, the Oral Torah, represents all the details and specifics of emuna, sheheim rechoikim imena, which they, the non-Jews, are very far from that, very distant from it, the koifrimbo, and they deny it. Ubemis, however, the real truth is that shnehem echod, the written Torah, haynu Torah shebichsav, the Torah shebal peh, shein b'chinas emuna bechlal, v'emuna beprat, shnehem echod, v'efshel ozeh b'loy zeh. The oral Torah and the written Torah, faith on a general level and all the details of faith are really part of one package. It's one deal. V'alkein be'emes, and it's impossible to have one without the other and do it right. V'alkein be'emes ha'umois v'ha'koifrim. And therefore, these other nations and the believers among them, v'hakoyfrim, and those among them who don't have faith, shekoyfrim be'emuna haprotis, whereby they all deny the fine detail of emuna, v'oimrim deyois zorois b'hanagos yisborach, and they come up with their own theories and their own beliefs about how Hashem conducts the world, and Hashem's behavior in general, al kein gam emuna haklolis nivgamo etzlamoid. By them, even the general emuna is very lacking, is and messed up. Rak shebehelem godol yesh lohem eize nekudo shel emuna ho'ikoris. It's just that on a very hidden way, they have a little bit of a connection, a drop of basic faith in a creator. V'chein b'torah shebichsav, eino ma'aminim gam kein b'shleimus. And so too regarding the written Torah, which supposedly they're connected to, and supposedly they do believe in to a degree, even there their faith is not complete. Ki einom mekaimim klal, afilu kemavur b'torah shebichsav. Because they do not fulfill at all even the things that are in the written Torah. Rak sheloim demois, it's just that they study it, v'yesh lohem me'at achiza bo, and they have a little bit of a connection to it. Avol mitorah shebal peh, shibchinas emuna haprotis, heim rechoikim legamri v'choilken olei amoid. But regarding the oral Torah, which gives us the fine details of emuna, that they're very far, these other nations are very far from it, and they oppose it tremendously. Again, we've mentioned how far they've gone to burn the Talmud and to try to take it away from the Jewish people completely. V'alkein, and therefore, Iker ha-hevdel v'ha-yisroin shel Yisroel al-ha-umais, the main difference between the Jewish people and the other nations, and the main advantage that we have over them, hu be-bechinas Torah shebal peh, is regarding the oral Torah, shehi bechinas emuna ha-protis, which is all about the detail emuna. Paragraph of V'ze kol avodaseinu be'elu hayomim e'rosh Hashanah ad Shmini Atzeres. And this is what all of our mitzvahs, everything that we do during that special period from Rosh Hashanah through Shmini Atzeres, this is what it's really all about. Lahashlim velivnois es bechinas malchus emuna bebechinas partzuf sholem b'shleimus, to build up and make whole, make solid the malchus, which is synonymous with emuna, to make it into a complete independent being in a sense. Hainu ma shohisa bebechinas nekuda, originally when it first starts out, the malchus, the emuna, is like a tiny dot. Shezois hanekuda shel emuna nisheres tomid, whereby that tiny drop of faith, that tiny drop of malchus, is always there. Vafilu umay so'ilem moidim beikar nekuda su emuna, and even the non-Jews admit to the fact, to the main, most basic concept of emuna, sheyesh yochid nimtzo yisborach, that there is a creator, aval onu tzrichin livnois ulahashlem es bechinas nekudas emuna. So that's for them. We, the Jewish people, have to build up and expand that emuna, shetihye bishlemus, to bring it from 1 to 100, bebechinas partzuf, so that it should be a complete partzuf. That's the terminology that's used in Sifrei Kabbalah. Hainu, what does that mean? Shetigdal v'sizgale emunosoi le'ein koil. That faith in Hashem should be increased and broadcasted and publicized to everybody. Shekol hanhogas o'ilam b'choleis v'orega b'protius ha'koil al yodo yisborach bi'atzmoi. For the entire world to know and realize that Hashem is conducting the world at all times, every second, in full detail. Ki malchusoi bakoil mashola, because Hashem's kingdom reigns everywhere. That's the concept of complete faith, and that's the concept of the entire Torah. Hainu shleimus Torah shebichsav al yidei Torah shebal peh. That's the concept of completing the written Torah by complementing it with the oral Torah. Vaydeze nizke lahakir mailas v'chashivus Yisrael. And this, through this, we can have the privilege of realizing the significance and the importance of the Jewish people. Shenivdolim in ha'umais bebechinas Torah shebal peh. That what sets us apart from all the other nations is the oral Torah. Vaydeze yizbatlu kol hadinim v'chol agzeirois miYisrael. And when that happens, all types of judgments and suffering and pain and problems will be eliminated completely from the Jewish people. Ki iso b'sefer ho'alef beis, because we know Rabbeinu Zal tells us in his Sefer Amidos, which is called Sefer Aleph Beis, she'ikar koyach ha'umos ha'olam ligzor gzeiros al Yisrael chas v'shalom hu al yedei shelomdim Tanakh. The main power of the other nations of the world to be able to issue decrees against us and to imprison us and to impose all kinds of taxes and suffering upon us is all through their study of Tanakh, of the written Torah. Hainu, this means, kishe Yisroel choitim chas v'shom, when the Jewish people commit sins, v'chol ha-chatoim heim b'chinas pegam ho-emuna, and any sin that a Jew does implies a deficiency in emuna, a defect in emuna, because the pasuk says, kol mitzvoisecho emuna. All of the mitzvois are emuna. So if you take away a mitzvah, you're taking away a piece, a chunk of emuna. Kama shekosu b'sefer aleph beis, as Rabbeinu Zal writes also in Sefer Amidos, v'zeh l'shoinoi, and these are his words, Rav Nosson Zal's quoting, ha-pesha machnis kfira bodom. Sin injects atheism into a Jew. It causes him to lose his faith in Hashem. Ki kol mitzvos ha-Torah im b'chinas emuna kanal, because as we showed earlier, all the mitzvahs are emuna. V'chol mi shepoigem beiz ha-mitzvah, therefore any person who transgresses a mitzvah, hein asei, whether it's a positive commandment, hein lois asei, or a negative commandment, hu poigem be'emuna, that person is transgressing against emuna. He's showing, he's causing a defect in the emuna. Ve'ikra pegam shel Yisrael hu bebechinas emuna ha-protes anal. And the main, whenever we talk about defects in emuna among the Jewish people, usually we're talking about in the Torah Shebal Peh, as it relates to the Torah Shebal Peh, the details of emuna. Sheze ikar kedushas Yisrael. That's the real holiness of the Jewish people. Uboze heim uvdolim yisharu amikonal. And that's what separates us. That's what sets us above from all the other nations. It's the Torah Shebal Peh. Ki shoyresh nekudas emuna haklolius hi nisheres tomid. Because the foundation of emuna, the little droplet of emuna, that always remains. That's indestructible in a sense. Ve'ikar ha-pegam bebechinas emuna ha-protis. The thing that does get damaged sometimes is the detailed emuna, bechinas Torah Shebal Peh, which is the oral Torah. Now in parentheses, we have a small note here. V'zeh b'chinas mashekosuv baksovim. With this, we could understand what's found in the writings of the Arizal, b'kama mekoymos, in many places, shekisheyesh pegomim boilam, that when there are sins committed in the world, azai ho emuna b'chinas malchus niktenis. Then the emuna, which is synonymous with the sphere of malchus, shrinks. Shenistalken mimeno kol hatesha sfirois. Each, we know that each one of the sfirois is comprised of all 10 sfirois. Chesed shebechesed, gvura shebechesed, etc. So when the malchus, when the emuna becomes weak, when it becomes defective, it shrinks and 9 of its sfirois disappear. They take a leave. V'nisheres bebechinas nekuda achas levad. And the Malchus remains with only 10% of its membership, of those that feed into it. Hainu kanal, this fits in exactly with what we mentioned earlier, v'chovein, and understand. The Arizal presents it in his terminology. Rav Nosson Zal presented it in the terminology of chasidus, mor lemaisa. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, v'zeh ikar hadin shel Rosh Hashanah. And with this we'll also understand what the judgment of Rosh Hashanah is really all about. When we say that this is a day of judgment, v'oz esav bo mitzidoi, the Zohar kemuva b'Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us that it's on Rosh Hashanah that Esav comes in, comes inside from his hunt. He returns from his hunt. Shebo lekatrei gal Yisrael. And what is Esav's main mission? To prosecute and persecute the Jews. Ki oimer, because he says to Hashem, shechas v'shalom kechol agoyim beis Yehuda. The Jews are just like all the other nations. Me'achar shechotu upogmu be'emuna protis be'b'chinas Torah shebal peh. Once he can show that we are not studying the Torah shebal peh and we are not fulfilling the Torah shebal peh, we are not living by the Torah shebal peh, then all that remains for us is the general, the faith in general terms, which is the written Torah. Where in that, in the written Torah, the other nations also have a connection there. And based on that, they try to prosecute the Jewish people against Hashem, to say, ma chashivusam, in what way are the Jews special? Umipnei ma bochar Hashem bohem mikol amim, for what reason did Hashem choose the Jewish people from among all the other nations? Me'achar shepogmu be'emuna, bebechinas Torah shebal peh. If we see that the Jews are also committing sins, and they are going against the Torah shebal peh, the oral Torah. And by doing this, Esav wants to make it appear to Hashem as if the Jews are just like all the other nations. They're just like the rest of us. And thereby, to dominate us. And for the non-Jews to be able to have the power to issue decrees against us. Because in the written Torah, they're also connected. So if our only connection is the written Torah, they're right there with us, chas v'shalom. But Rav Nosson Zal says the truth is, hevel yiftze piem. They're a bunch of liars. They're wrong. It's not true at all. Ki afilu kishi Yisrael choytim chas v'shalom. Because even when the Jews commit sins, adayin yesh hevdol godoil beinehem l'shar humo yisoylem. There's still worlds of difference between us and the other nations. Ki afilu poishe Yisrael melei mitzvos karimoin. Because the Gemara tells us that even the worst sinners among the Jewish people, the poishim, the people who commit sins deliberately and spitefully, even they are full of mitzvahs like a pomegranate is full of pits. V'loizu afsu, and not only that, not only do they do many mitzvahs, but rather kigam hu avoynes shel Yisrael nishapchen lezechuyos al yedei atshuva shoyisim b'Rosh Hashanah v'chol asur yimei tshuva. We know that the Jewish people during these 10 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur were involved in tshuva. And when a Jew does a proper tshuva, all of their sins get converted to mitzvahs. So there's still no comparison at all between us and these other nations, even after we've committed sins, even after we've done things wrong. Paragraph Zayin. V'zeh b'chinas ha'nesira shenaseh b'Rosh Hashanah. And with this, we'll be able to understand what the Sifrei Kabbalah discuss. The fact that on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem slices the two apart. He's just like he sliced Adam and Chava apart, we mentioned the previous year. Originally they were created back to back and they were attached at the back. And in order for them to function properly, Hashem had to slice them apart, separate them so that they could turn around and be ponim b'ponim, face to face. So too the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us, this same concept takes place every year on Rosh Hashanah between Hashem and the Shekhinah Kavyocha, between Hashem and his Malchus. That originally, in the beginning, the connection is ochor b'ochor, back to back it's called. And the only way to fix that is, there has to be a sleep that's imposed, a shena. And during that sleep, just like by Adam and Chava, while they were asleep in the Tardema, then Hashem slices them apart, he separates them, and then they have the ability to separate and turn around and become ponim b'ponim, which represents chesed, kindness, all kinds of blessings and good things. Ki Torah shebichsav, Torah shebal peh, heim bechinas tiferes u'malchus. Because if you look in the Tikkunei Zohar and in the Zohar Kodesh, they tell us that the written Torah represents the sphere of Tiferes, the mid of Tiferes. We know that Tiferes is Yaakov Avinu, Chesed is Avram, Gevura is Yitzchak, Yaakov Avinu is Tiferes. And Yaakov Avinu is also called Emes, Titein Emes LiYaakov. And we know that the Torah is called Emes, Toiras Emes Hoysa Befiu, there are Ashenosan Lanu Toras Emes, Ashebo, many times. So usually, the written Torah in Sifrei Kabbalah is referred to as Tiferes. The oral Torah, which is called Torah Shebal Peh, is referred to as Malchus. Because when we look at the ten spheroids as being in the head, the mouth is Malchus. It's called Malchus Peh, as we find in Pasach Eliyahu. So Rav Nosson Zal explains, in the beginning, the Torah Shebal Sar and Torah Shebal Peh, which are Tiferes and Malchus, Shebitchila heim bebechinas ochor v'ochor. When they first start out, they are back to back, v'koisel echod l'shnehem, and they share one wall. There's one wall, there's one place where they're both attached over there, back to back. Dahainu, that's how it's presented in Sifrei Kabbalah. Now Rav Nosson Zal brings it down for us. Dahainu, shetorah shebichsav v'torah shebal peh, Shnehem nichlolin u'ma'oirovin yachad. The written Torah and the oral Torah are both mixed up together. V'zeh machmas pegomei hoilam. And that's the result of all the sins that are taking place in the world. Machmas hanitzoitzois she'adayin loy nizbararu mecheta domorishoin. And also as a result of the holy sparks that have not yet been fixed, repaired, that fell from the time of the sin of Adam and Chava, eating from the Eitz Hadas. Kimavoyer bekavonois, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal, shemach mazeh, and for that reason, because of the fact that those sparks fell and fell into the tumma, and they've not yet been refined and repaired properly, this causes a mishmash. This causes things that are supposed to be separate to be attached to each other. It causes the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebal Peh to be mixed up in a way that we can't really understand them with clarity. Shemach mazeh choizrim b'chol shana letchilas mitziusam. Because of the fact that we have not yet completed this process of repairing all of those holy sparks, because of that, every single year when the year is about to start, there's a reset. Everything goes back to that original state of back to back. Show you ocher b'ocher, which is back to back. Kitzrichim b'chol shono lachzor ulevarer nitzoitzois me'im ki'aklipois. Because every single year, the Jewish people, through their mitzvahs, through the study of Torah, by doing all kinds of good things, were involved in refining and purifying and repairing those sparks and rescuing them, may imke aklipois, from the depths of tumah that they've fallen into. V'koidem habirur shebechol eis, heim bebechinas ochar b'ochar. And before we finish the job Before we've completed the refinement and the perfection of these holy sparks, they're in this state of back-to-back. Haynu shetorah shebesavater shebalpeh adayin mechuborim u'ma'irov v'nyachad. The written Torah and the oral Torah are still attached and mixed up in a sense. Vazai ha-Torah ha-nimsheches misham lamato, and therefore, when that Torah flows down into the world, hima'oireves yachad, it's one big mishmash. It's all mixed up. Ve'ein nikor bein Torah shebichsav la-Torah shebalpeh, and we can't even really recognize the difference between the written Torah and the oral Torah. Vazai ein yoidin ma lichtoiv u ma sheloi lichtoiv, and when that happens, we don't know what you're supposed to write down and what you're not allowed to write down. We said Torah shebichsav, it's a good thing to write it down. Torah shebalpeh, you're not supposed to write it down. If they're mixed up together in a way that we can't differentiate between them, then we don't know what we can write, what we can't write. Vazai einikor ben Yisroel amim kanal, and when these two, when the Torah shebichsav and Torah shebalpeh are mixed up, then the Jewish people and the non-Jews are mixed up. And we can't recognize, we can't differentiate between Jew and non-Jew, chas v'shalom. Vazai nis'ir hadin v'kitrug sho'asitrach reshu esov. And when you can't recognize, when you can't set them apart, Jew from non-Jew, then Esav comes with his prosecution, Esav the sitrachra, because his claim is, we don't see any difference at all. We don't see anything, any way that the Jews are better than the other nations. Because we're in such a state where we don't know what can be written, what can't be written. If we can't differentiate between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh, then we can't differentiate between Jew and Lahavdol non-Jew. Vazai Yisrael tsoyakin kol hakoilois meim keamokim. What do we do about this? What do we do on Rosh Hashanah? We scream, we cry out to Hashem, all kinds of koilois from the depths of our heart. Bebechinas mimamakim krosich Hashem, especially that chapter of Tehillim. We highlight it on Rosh Hashanah before we say Baruch Hu and Shachris shiramalois mimamakim, that we're crying out to Hashem from the depths. Umarbim betfilois, utchinois, utzaokois, ushvois, lashem isborach. And we add all kinds of additional prayers and pleadings and screaming, crying out to Hashem. Vitoikin b'shoifor, and we blow the shoifor. Vazai mo'irin hakoilois shalmatin Torah. And by doing all of that, we awaken the sounds of Matan Torah, when Hashem gave the Torah on Har Sinai. Vazai choizrenu mamshichin ha-Torah mechodosh, and that enables us to receive the Torah anew, betoisefes oyer yoiser, with a major increase in light. When? On Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. V'alkein mazkirin b'Rosh Hashanah kol inyan matan Torah b'bircha shofros. Rav Nosson Zal says, now you'll understand an interesting thing. If you look in your machzor for Rosh Hashanah, if you look in the Musaf prayer, it's divided up into sections. One section is called Malchios, one section is called Zichroinois, one section is called Shofrois. The section called Shofrois, where it speaks a lot about the shofar, it goes into a whole speech about when Hashem gave the Torah on Har Sinai, and all the shofar blowing that took place there, and the trumpets and the different sounds. As we say there in Shmon Esrei, Ato Negleso Ba'anan Kvoidecho Al Har Sinai, etc. Voz Ha'idei Koil Shofar, Shubhin as Koil Shomat in Torah, and then through the sound of the shofar that we blow on Rosh Hashanah, which represents the sounds of the Torah being given on Mount Sinai, Ha'idei Zeh Nase Hanesira. That's what brings about that slicing, that severing apart of the Tiferes and the Malchus. Kimavur b'kavonus, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal. Hainu, she'oz ninsar v'nivne b'chines Malchus Emuna. That's when the Malchus, which represents Emuna, is sliced, is separated from Kutche Baruch Hu, from Hashem, in a sense, in a positive way. Kimavur bekavonis, as is explained. I'm sorry. Shehi b'chinas Torah Shebal Peh, the Malchus Emunah, which is Torah Shebal Peh, gets severed. Hainu shechoyzrin umamshichin oz oyer ha-Torah be'ischachus nifla. Rav Nosson says what this means to say is that on Rosh Hashanah, we receive anew the Torah with a major increase in life, with incredible ischachus. Ad shezoichin lenaser Torah Shebal Peh mi-Torah Shebechsav, to the point where that enables us to separate the oral Torah from the written Torah, which gives us the ability to be able to differentiate, to see clearly the difference between the written Torah and the oral Torah, to know what we're allowed to write down, what we're not allowed to write down. And when that happens, when we're able to separate the written Torah from the oral Torah, then we have the ability to distinguish, to identify a Jew, even if he's mixed in with 1,000 goyim. We can see clearly who's the Jew and who's not. Vazai royin mailas v'chashivas gedulos Yisrael am kodesh. Then we get to see the incredible importance and significance of the holy Jewish nation, hanivchar mikol ha'amim, which was chosen from all the other nations. V'alkein oz ha'idei koil shofar, nimtokin v'nizbatlin kol hadinin mi'Yisrael. And then when we blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, that's when all judgments and all harsh decrees and everything are eliminated from the Jewish people. She'oz royinu makirin chashivas Yisrael. Because when we separated the written Torah from the oral Torah, we said through that we're able to really see the difference between Jew and non-Jew. Alkein ein lahem oid pischoin peh lahalshin ulakatreig v'ligzog zeres chashom. And that pulverizes Esav and these other nations, that they can't open their mouths anymore and issue decrees against us. Once they all see clearly the benefits of and the great importance of the Jewish people. Afilu shel hagaru shebegruim, even of the worst Jew, al yedei shemamshichim ato Torah bebechinas tikkun anal, through the fact that now we've started drawing Torah after making the tikkun. What was the tikkun? Sheyenaser Torah shebal peh mi Torah shebechsav. We were able to segregate, to separate the oral Torah from the written Torah, and thereby ad sheyoidin ma lichtoiv ma shaloi lichtoiv, which gives us the ability to know what can be written down, what shouldn't be written down. Shaydeze makirin hagorua shebeYisrael bein alof meomois. And that's what gives us the ability to recognize and identify even the worst Jew and set him apart from non-Jews, to see the difference, the big difference still. Paragraph Ches. Kal yedei ha-koilois onu mevatlin kol koyach achizosom v'yinikosom mishoroshoi. Because through the sounds of the shofar, when we blow the shofar, the sounds of the shofar, and the sounds of the Jewish prayer, the screaming on Rosh Hashanah, when people are praying louder than usual, stronger than usual, that gives us the ability to cut off the supply lines, to cut off the connection that the Sitra Achra, the other side, has from its source. Because we said their whole power, the power of the other nations to issue decrees against us, comes from the fact that they study Bible. They study the written Torah. Because there they have somewhat of a connection, an attachment. V'chol zeh hu rak kishayesh pegamim. However, their power is only when there are sins by the Jewish people, when we've committed wrongdoing. V'chol ha-pegamim magiyim ikram b'b'chinas Torah shebal peh, b'chinas emunah pratis. And most, the vast majority of our sins are related to the oral Torah, which represents detailed emunah. V'oz nisalim or Torah shebal peh, v'nechleles b'chinas Torah shebichsav. And therefore, when we do this, when we're able to do this, I'm sorry, when there are these sins, then, which these pigam affect, especially the Torah Shebal Peh, the Emunah Pratis, then the light of the Torah Shebal Peh goes into hiding. V'nichleles bebchinas Torah Shebichsav. It becomes swallowed up, in a sense, in the written Torah. V'nasim shneim bebchinas ocher ba'ocher. And they form a union. The oral Torah and the written Torah form a union of back to back, the koisel echod l'shneihem, sharing one wall. That's a defensive mode. We explained this yesterday. When there's trouble, when there's problems, and there's two against many, the best mode of defense that the two could use is if they stand back to back with each other, so that neither one of them can be attacked from behind. And that's how they wage a battle against all of their opposition in a 360-degree radius. Vazai gam Torah shebichsav choygeres sak. And when that happens, even the written Torah puts on a sackcloth, is in mourning, v'nifgemon, becomes defective, ba'avoinoseinu, as a result of our sins. Ki be'emes ein shleimus v'or l'Torah shebichsav, ki ma'idei Torah shebal peh. Because the written Torah is incomplete and imperfect without the Torah shebal peh. So if we've messed up the Torah shebal peh, that's going to affect the written Torah also negatively. V'azai machma she'or Torah shebal peh ne'elemes. And because of the fact that through our sins we cause the light of the Torah shebal peh to go into hiding, and the written Torah was also damaged through this. What happens is these other nations whose connection is the written Torah, they become strong, and they, since the Torah Shebal Peh is out of commission, they want to provide an alternate interpretation to replace the Torah Shebal Peh with their version, their explanations of the written Torah, their evil explanations. V'cholkim al Yisrael, and they oppose the religious Jews. V'roitzim ligzor aleim gzeiros chas v'sham, they try to get all kinds of decrees against us. V'chol ze nimshach mipigam Yisrael bi'atzmam kanal. However, all of this is our fault. It's because of our sins. It's because we're not complying with we're not studying the Torah Shebal Peh, we're not fulfilling the Torah Shebal Peh. V'ho Iker, and Rav Nosson says, what's the most important examples of this? What's the worst example of this? Mikitois hanim, where's the real pegam in Klal Yisrael? Who are the ones who are causing the most damage? V'ho Iker, mikitois hanim shochim achar darkei amechakrim, Vapikursim. The ones who cause the greatest damage are those groups who follow the philosophers and the scientists, the apikursim, people who do not believe in Torah in general, and especially the oral Torah. Shenispashtu ato mo'id bavanesein orabim. And Rav Nosson Zal says, unfortunately, today, he was talking during his time, these are spreading in a big way. The reform movement, the conservative movement, all of these groups whose main problem was the Torah Shebal Peh. That they refused to accept completely. They denied the interpretations of the rabbis of the Gemara completely and tried replacing it with philosophy, with Aristotle, with their interpretations. V'roitzim lahafoy chakayra al piyachas shom. They're trying to turn the bowl upside down completely. V'oisim boteknesiois leroa. And they build their evil shul, their temples. They call it temples, reformed temples. L'chanech nare ben Yisrael, bedarkom uvelimudam horo vahatome. And they're trying to educate the Jewish youth in their evil way, without any Gemara, without any Shulchan Aruch, with their interpretations of the written Torah. Ula okram mishnei olamos chas v'shalom, and thereby tear them away from Olam Haba, from the future world, and even mess up their Olam Haza. Even in this world, they shouldn't be Jews. Assimilate, intermarry, you know, the worst things in the world. Oy le'einayim shekach royois. Woe is to the eyes that are witnessing this, that are seeing this. Oy lo'oznayim shekach shomois. Woe is to the ears that are hearing about this. This was starting to take place during Rav Nosson Zal's time, in Germany, in Berlin, in those universities. Oy lanu al horo hagedoylo hazois. Woe is to us for this great tragedy, hagedoylo mikol hatzorois, bachris yom ha'ela, beikvus de Mashiach, which is worse than all types of suffering that the Jewish people are going through during these final days before the coming of Moshiach. Oy mehoyelanu. Whoa, look what happened to us. That again, in the Jewish people, there's this split between religious and non-religious, between Orthodox and these other groups who want to try to make a claim to the Torah. They want to try to make believe as if they also have Torah. They also study Torah. Just, you have your interpretation. Everyone's allowed to interpret. The Torah is subject to interpretation. Any way you choose to interpret it. The rabbis of a few thousand years ago, they interpreted their way, and we're living a few thousand years later, we've had all kinds of new education that they didn't have, therefore we could interpret it our own way. Manoimar manadaber, Rav Nosson Zal says, what can we say? This is so terrible. V'chol ha'kfirois v'apikurusis shel elo akitois hu betor shebal peh. And all of their denial and all of their terrible, their battle is against the oral Torah. That's what they're looking to wipe out, to ignore, or speak against, make fun of, mock in every which way possible. Ki Torah shebichsav loimdim beperushei maroim. Because the written Torah, Tanakh, they do learn. It's just they don't use the commentaries like Rashi HaKodesh or the commentaries of the Gemara. They have their own commentaries, which are based on secular philosophy. But when it comes to the Gemara, the Mishnah, they grit their teeth. That's their worst enemy. They want to try to wipe that out completely, and they want to try to block Jewish kids from studying Talmud, Halacha. And it's for this reason that the other nations want to try to go against the Jewish people, want to try to wipe out the Jewish people. Because we saw before, these other nations, they're also connected to the written Torah. When the written Torah is not complete, meaning, when the written Torah is not being complemented with the Torah Shebal Peh, when they're not together, then these other nations of the world know that we, the Jewish people, are vulnerable. They can make decrees against us. They can do all kinds of terrible things. And this is why all of these decrees that these other nations issue against us, it's all to try to block us from studying Torah, to try to force us to go to their schools, to try to force us to join their army. In Russia, army meant leaving home for 20 years. No religious education whatsoever. To try to turn them into complete atheists. V'ikr mitor shebal peh kiyadua. And we know again that their main gripe, their main enemy, was the oral Torah. That's what they really wanted to eliminate. Aval anachnu b'nei Yisrael, ein lanu al mi lehishoyen, ki em al avinu shebashamayim. However, we, the religious Jewish people, we have nobody to rely on other than our Father in heaven. V'onu toifsin umonu savoseinu. And therefore, we grab onto, we follow what our forefathers did. We grab onto what they used to do. Litzoik v'lizoik u'leschanin l'ashem yisborach koil godol v'lo yosef. To scream and cry out and plead to Hashem with everything we've got, ad yashkif ve'yera Hashem yishamayim, until Hashem will turn to us and look down upon us and take pity on us. Va'yidei ha'koilois she'anu tzoyakim, and through the screams that we cry out to Hashem, bifrat b'Rosh Hashanah, especially on Rosh Hashanah, when in all shuls, the noise level is much louder than throughout the year. We're talking about, hopefully, the positive noise. The sound of the shofar and the singing of the different melodies and everything. All of those koilois. Vayidei koil ha-shofar, and especially through the sounds of the shofar. Ayidei ze onu mo'orin rachmei Hashem yisborach. With that, we activate and we arouse Hashem's kindness. And through this, we cause Hashem to activate the merit and the sounds of Matan Torah, which we received on Har Sinai, which was also given with booming sound. And through this, Hashem shines down the light of the Torah upon us with a new, increased light, even more than what we had on Har Sinai. Vazai nasis bechinas hanasira. And that's what brings about that slicing apart, that severing. Dehainu sheyecholim lahakir bein bechinas Torah shebechsav bein bechinas Torah shebalpeh. What gives us the ability to differentiate between written Torah and oral Torah. Shaydeze ikar hayichud v'achibur v'ashlemus shel Torah shebechsav and Torah shebalpeh. And that's what allows the proper union. Originally, they were attached back to back. Can't do much that way. When they're severed and given the ability to turn around, that's when they can have a true yichud, a proper union, a constructive union. Shemischabrim umeiren zelo ze boyer nifla, whereby the written Torah and the oral Torah unite and they feed each other, they bounce off each other, the light, each one's light helps complete the other one. Ki ein shleimus lo ze b'lo ze, because either one without the other one is incomplete, it is not whole. Vazai, that's why the Gemara always asks, almost every mission in the Gemara, first question is, Mino ani mili, where does it say it in the written Torah? The whole oral Torah is constantly reconnecting us to the written Torah. And the written Torah, person, they say the Vilna Gaon, towards the end of his life, he just studied Chumash. Why? Because he got to a level where when he was studying Chumash, he saw the entire Torah Shebal Peh in the Chumash. Every letter was broadcasting. Every letter, every crown on the letter, the vowels on the music, everything was broadcasting to him. He saw the entire Torah Shebal Peh in the written Torah. Vazai hakoil royin malos Yisrael. And when that happens, when these two Torahs have a proper tikkun, then everybody can see the difference between the Jews and the other nations, and they can recognize the true greatness of the Jewish people. Vazai ein lohem koyach ligzor shum gzeirah chas v'shalom, and this prevents them from being able to issue any decree against us. Machmasheroyin chashivus Yisrael, because they get to see the specialness of the Jewish people. Al yidei shenizgale oyer bechinas Torah shebal peh b'shleimus, as a result of the light of the Torah shebal peh being revealed in its full beauty and its full greatness. And then, when this is all in place, then the connection, the attachment that the other nations had to the written Torah also is eliminated. Ki kishayesh shleimus l'Torah shebichsav adei Torah shebal peh, because when the Torah shebichsav has been perfected and completed through the Torah shebal peh, nizbatel achizosam v'inikosam aroah. That eliminates the connection and the attachment of these other nations to the Torah shebichsav. They can only be connected when the Torah shebal peh and Torah shebichsav aren't connected perfectly. When they're connected perfectly, it's only for the Jewish people, and it blocks out, it breaks the connection that these other nations had before that. Upetikun ze ono iske me Rosh Hashanah ad Yom HaKippurim. And this is what the Zohar HaKodesh and the Arizal teach us. This is what the entire Jewish nation is involved in from Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur. She'oz nigmeres hanasiro kanal. On Yom Kippur is when this slicing apart, this separation between Tiferes and Malchus, between Hashem and the Shekhinah, between the Jews versus the other nations, between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh, when it's completed. V'alkein oz b'yom HaKippurim hu ikar nesinas haTorah. And that's why on Yom Kippur is when we really receive the Torah in its final form. Ki oz nitnu haluchay shniyas. That's when we receive the second set of luchays. Ki oz nigmar kabolas haTorah bebchinas hatikun hanal. Because that's when the process that Hashem started on Shavuos of giving us the Torah is completed on Yom Kippur. Kedei lahakir chashivas Yisrael kanal. And that's what makes it possible for all the nations to recognize the uniqueness, the specialness of the Jewish people. Ki oz b'yom HaKippurim oile hamalchus ba'aliyos gedolos. Because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that on Yom Kippur, on Rosh Hashanah, we proclaim the Malchus of Hashem. We say a lot of prayers for Malchus. But the elevation of the Malchus isn't completed until Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, it experiences major, major aliyot. We say Keser on Yom Kippur. We say Keser in Shachrus, Keser in Musaf, Keser in Nila. Umalchus hi b'chinas Torah shebal peh. And we know that Malchus is associated with the oral Torah, as we mentioned earlier. B'chinas emuna ha-protis, the details, all the fine details of faith. Shenisale oz moed, which experiences a major elevation on Yom Kippur. Sheshom nikar ha-hevdol ben Yisroel al-umois. And that's what separates the men from the boys. That's what really separates the Jewish people from all the other nations. V'alkein, oz Hashem Yisborach misratzel Yisrael besimcha barachamim gedoilim. And that's why it's on Yom Kippur that Hashem allows himself to be completely appeased by the Jewish people, and he accepts us back with joy and great kindness. Umoichel avoyneseinu b'chol shana, and he forgives our sins from throughout the entire year. Machmashe oz nikar chashivas Yisrael, because it's on Yom Kippur, it's when the Torah Shebal Peh is complete, that's when you can really see the beauty of the Jewish people. Al yidei aliyas hamalchus, when the Malchus has its major elevation, shehu b'chinas Torah Shebal Peh. Again, we say the Malchus is the Torah Shebal Peh. The next part, Rav Nosson Zal is going to deal with Sukkos, Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeres, and give us several more important details here. Hold it over here. Any questions?